Did you know that there are 5 key biohacks to start to do right now to reduce your body's inflammation, to slow cellular aging, and of course, reduce oxidative stress status? I even just recently wrote a paper on this. Check out my recent research articles over at theschoolofradiance.com. Head on over to the research tab. And while you're there, be sure to book your one-on-one session with me, if you haven't yet already, for even more customized skin and rejuvenation guidance, as well as some biohacking and detox protocols that I personally do myself. Don't forget to check out my free 30-minute masterclass over at theschoolofradiance.com. Check out the freebie section, enjoy that video, and also enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm so excited to have you joining myself and Dr. Lisa Olszewski in today's episode. We are going to talk about shifting a dark night of the soul into an opportunity to cultivate resiliency. And this is a really, you know, we're going through some interesting times, and there's actually a lot of room for growth, silver linings, all that stuff, and the beauty in things. And we just have to start to train ourselves to look for that, but also acknowledge the, you know, the dark stuff and the shadow stuff. And that's kind of all part of it. So Dr. Lisa Olszewski is a chiropractor, naturopath, and keto nutrition fanatic, known to travel across the world to meet friends for dinner and rack up frequent flyer miles. When she's not adjusting spines in her chiropractic office, she's passionately making healthy living simple through her online courses, virtual summits, which, by the way, is the way of the future to get the most reliable information at this time, in my opinion. That is my personal opinion. And one-on-one coaching so everyone can achieve a vibrant level of health. She maintains a wellness chiropractic office in Chelsea, Michigan, and made history in 2012 when she was elected the first female to serve on the executive committee of the Michigan Association of Chiropractors. It's fantastic. It's always so exciting being, you know, the first woman to do something. And I've had that as well with serving on a past executive board. Dr. Lisa Olszewski will become the first female president of that association in January 2021. Wonderful. That is such a wonderful achievement. You can download her 10 hacks to vibrant health at drlisao.com. And I'm so thrilled to have Dr. Lisa Olszewski joining us today. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Rachel. It's so exciting to be here. I love the fact that you've got sunshine behind you. I have sun outside here in Michigan too, which is beautiful. It's a rarity here.
Yeah, the sun, the trees, and we're just going to have a great conversation. People are hopping on live here on the Rachel Varga Facebook page. You can watch this video live as well on the YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell notification so that you get notifications when I go live, which I do probably anywhere from 3 to 6 times a week. And you can leave your questions live in the comment box. I am showing up here for you guys to help bring amazing healers like Dr. Lisa Olszewski to you. All right. So my first question for you, which I ask all of my fantastic guests here that are willing to show up and do this work and help others out. What are your most radiant clients doing?
Oh, my most radiant clients, I have to say, first off, they're all getting chiropractic adjustments because the brain sends all the signals to the rest of the body, right? And so we've always left as chiropractors, like, we need to do a study on the telomere lengths of like our DNA. So like the longer the telomeres, like the younger we look, because the fact of the matter is you talk to any chiropractor and they always appear to be at least 10 years younger than what they actually are. So those are those. And then obviously healthy living, eating organic, minimizing our toxins, good quality sleep, right? That's a big one. So many people like love to burn the candle from both ends, but really, you know, we need to get the good quality sleep. Being active, staying active, lots of good quality water, good nutrients. That's what I would say. But first and foremost, chiropractic adjustments.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it as well. It's really helped me. It helps me to alleviate headaches and all sorts of things from an issue that I had a long time ago. I know, still dealing with it. But I always feel so good. And, you know, those yoga twists and really working that spine, making sure you're maintaining that mobility. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the spine houses our electrical circuitry of our body, right? Our nervous system. So if things are kind of like torqued and tweaked, it's not a good idea. So just an FYI, what we're going to talk about in today's episode, as always, here on the Rachel Varga podcast, is not to be taken as medical advice. It is educational information. So I'll add to what I see my most vibrant, radiant clients doing as well, is they really have very strong, cultivated body, mind, spirit, energy aligning practices. So they're kind of hitting all the notes there. And that takes time. So my most radiant, vibrant clients are literally men and women in their 60s to mid 90s. I don't see it in my clients in their 20s and 30s because they haven't learned that yet. They haven't had the dark nights of the soul yet. Sometimes. So my question for you is, who have you met or worked with that was truly radiant?
Oh my goodness. Who have I met? So I'm a huge congruent person, right? Like when I get up on stage and start talking to people, I always state, you know, your actions speak so loudly that they can't hear what you're saying. And so, yes, I have individual clients that are so amazing that way. However, like if we're looking out in the media, and like this is what I shared with you behind the scenes, like when we even interviewed you for the Women's Summit, like the Women's Health Summit came about because I don't watch TV because I feel as if there's so much incongruency as soon as we turn on TV.
So many agendas. Oh my gosh.
There's so much. Yeah. So I just, to sit there and say, oh, this person up on stage was so vibrant and so like, I just feel as if their actions speak louder than what they can tell me. So I hate to say that. Like I don't have role models within Hollywood, right? So that's my truth, because these people are screaming one thing and doing another is what I feel like.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually really interesting because we know so many docs that are talking on the biggest broadcasting channels out there. And sometimes they have to modify their message in order to be in alignment with the show. And if you don't know that, now you know, not to mention that high beta frequency. So if you haven't yet observed this in the recordings before we start, what did we do? We set an intention to allow this message to be kind of more healing. And when you're listening to, you know, people on different platforms, you might notice that high beta state. I'm going to do something with my voice here. So notice how we're just kind of dropping it down a couple octaves. We're kind of relaxing our thoughts. And even just when you start to speak a little bit differently and you get out of that high beta state, it just relaxes your whole nervous system, which is going to be so much better for rejuvenation and regeneration. So I loved your honesty with that answer.
I just don't watch TV, especially right now. Like I don't, I mean, we turned off the radio. I'm that person that still has the radio in the office. And I'm like, forget it. We're streaming music through my phone. I can't deal with any of this anymore.
Yeah, I think that's great. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get a little bit personal here. And I really want to commend you for being brave about sharing your dark night of your soul. And I've talked with many people that, including Dave Asprey, so that, you know, I've seen a lot of people, and some of the best healers that I've met have had traumas in their life, or they've sort of had a leg up in another type of aspect, and they've kind of been assisted on their journey. So tell us about your dark night with your health and how that's made you the healer that you are today.
Yeah. And you know what? There's so many, like I've had a couple dark nights over the course of the last 5 years. And it's very interesting because I was that girl that grew up under chiropractic care. Like I've been under, you know, my mom was under chiropractic care with me. So this was just, I had just more of a natural perspective growing up. However, I was always that girl that was overweight. Like I remember, I can't even believe I'm going to say this out loud, but the fact of the matter was, I remember being in sixth grade at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas at the swimming pool. And somebody walked up to my sister and said, your sister's pregnant. Like, because I had such a bloated belly. And as a sixth grader, that was mortifying to me. Like it's mortifying to me now. Right. And so it started off so early on in my life, just where people would just pick on me because of my weight. So in going through with chiropractic and doing everything else, like I was eating well. I was eating paleo before it was ever a big thing. I was CrossFitting before it was big. And literally, Rachel, I was doing this and CrossFitting 5 days a week, and I was struggling to be a size 12. And when I would tell my patients, like, I don't eat sugar, like this is what I do, I always felt like they were judging me, kind of like, well, if that's the case, how come you're not, you know, teeny tiny Dr. Lisa? So it was a very well-intentioned friend that looked at me one day and said, what is wrong with you? Like, I see how you work out. I see how you eat. You literally should be a size zero. There's something wrong with you. So at that time period, intermittent fasting was just making its like little debut in the online community. And so I started following it. However, I was following it as all the guys were doing it. And I always tell people, as a great, you know, huge disclaimer, don't do it the way I did. A, I was stressed out. B, I turns out I had a ridiculously leaky gut. So I had all of these things that were already setting me up. I started fasting 20 hours a day for not just a couple days, not just a couple weeks, but for months on end. So I literally, like, I lost 30 pounds, but with it, I lost my health. So I didn't have a period for months. I was losing hair, not just like by the handfuls, but I was had chunks of hair missing in my head. For any woman, like, that's the worst thing ever, right? And I remember showing up at a huge chiropractic convention, and these people, these guys came up to me and were like, wow, you just look so sexy now. And I sat there wanting to cry. Like, I finally had the validation from the men in my community that I was sexy, and they had no, like, you know, my hair was in a ponytail for a year. Nobody, not like, even if they knew me now, like, I very rarely talk about this, you know? But it just, it hurt so bad. Right. And I just sat there thinking, here I am as a healthcare practitioner. And that's how we figured out, like, hey, women need to do this a little bit differently than men. But it was seriously, all the guys out there were like, you guys all, like, everybody works the same way with intermittent fasting. And then there were several of us that were having these issues. And it was great because the people that I've met now through the Keto Summit, through this, they were the women that were screaming, saying something's different. So we've been able to figure it out. We know exactly that women need to do intermittent fasting just a little bit different because our hormones are changing 28 days out of the month. So, but that was it. And so the beautiful thing of it is I regained all my hair. I regained my health. I've healed my leaky gut. Yes, I've gained like 15 pounds back. I'm A-okay with it because I'm healthier now than I was then. And the fact of the matter is, it helped me create the American Institute of Healthy Living. It's allowed me to do so much more. So it's allowing me to make a bigger impact in the world. I guess that's the biggest thing, right? That's what I really truly love about all of this.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, we're really lucky to be able to do this and all of that. And I don't take the trust of everyone tuning in. I'm very grateful for the trust that you're providing, you're sharing here with Dr. Lisa. And so this is the thing that we see in Hollywood, you know, people are looking really good, but they're not doing it in a way that's going to support their longevity. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of information now coming out about how, you know, doing the Ryan Reynolds diet for his movies and things like that just is wrecking you. Same with like Zac Efron and all of them. So yeah, I'm with you. I'd rather be at that healthy weight than mm-hmm. that like stick figure that my body just doesn't want to get to. It's like, no. I like having like a little bit of, and it's actually a survival thing, by the way.
I know.
We're meant to be able to survive with our fat stores for up to mm-hmm. like a couple of weeks.
I'm good with this now, right? Like I always just laugh with my booty. I've got it.
I have the opposite problem. I have to actually like work on my booty. All right. So quick question for you. What truly is healthy living made simple?
Oh, this is my whole, like, this is what I thrive on now. Because what I found is even for me, as a healthcare practitioner, I still got caught up in all of this where I was like, okay, I'm going to follow what's online. However, there's 18 different people saying to do 18 different things. So what's the right thing? And so what I found with my patients, you know, they would come in and they're like, I want to change this. I want to do this. And they have a list of 18 things they want to do. And then 2 days later, they're like, yeah, I give up on all of it. And so it's those baby steps. And I'm going to steal a line from Tony Robbins because he says this all the time, where if we look at our children, when they're learning to walk, you know, they're going from crawling to walking, they fall and they fall again and they fall again, but they get up every single time and they do eventually learn to walk, right? We never look and just say, you know, my kid's not a walker. He's going to crawl the rest of his life. But how often do we do that with ourselves? Like, I tried that once. It didn't work out for me. It's not for me. And what I really, like, I had a patient once look at me and he was like, you know what, Dr. Lisa, your health is just up here. Like, none of us really want to be all the way up there. You know, we'll settle with over here. And it was like, but if you can be that resilient and that vibrant and you know how amazing it is to feel up here, why wouldn't you want to try it that way? So we've got to break it into, you know, small sustainable steps, little baby steps for people. And so if the only thing you start doing today is starting to drink a little bit more water, if that's the only thing you do for 30 days, will you be healthier in 30 days or sicker? Right? Like, pretty much can guarantee you're going to be healthier in 30 days. And it's taking those little habits and building one upon another. Maybe it's adding in some spinach tomorrow, whatever it is. So that way we can look 30 days from now, 60, 90 days, a year from now, and you are a much more healthier, vibrant version of you than what you are currently today.
Mm-hmm. And don't you feel like there's so many people out there that they just don't know what good really feels like?
I agree. That's exactly, because, you know, it's one of those things that I have had a lot of gluten issues my entire life, not realizing that's what it was. And I remember years ago at a Christmas party, somebody looked at me and they're like, oh, you're just so good. And I'm like, no, I'm, what do you mean? And they're like, well, you're just not eating any of this stuff. And I was like, having gluten issues, biggest blessing of my life, because I know exactly how I would feel if I eat that stuff. And I'm not even tempted to eat that. So it's like, no. It's not just like, oh, I'm just so good. But if I eat that and I'm super inflamed and I wake up with the bags under my eyes in the morning and my gut is like wreaking havoc, like, that's not fun for me. So it is. People have no idea how good they can feel. You see it with chiropractic all the time, right? Until all of a sudden they fall out of care, 6 months go by and they forget all the stuff that they were dealing with. And now their back pain's back and their, you know, allergies are bad or whatever it is. And they're like, I forgot I used to deal with all this stuff. So it is. Once you realize how good you can feel, you want to really maintain it.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's just so much noise out there, right? It's just crazy. So good for you for turning off the TV, turning off the radio, and really kind of diving headfirst with fellow, you know, healers and colleagues that we all know. It's just like an incredible community of people. Seriously, they're living their life's purpose to help you guys.
Yes.
So healthy living made simple. I'm going to think of my dear hubby. He is the most in tune person with his body. And he doesn't have to, you know, read this book or listen to that podcast. He knows what's good for him because he takes the time to pay attention to how he feels when he eats certain foods. And if it makes him feel like garbage or bloated or brain fog or not sleep well, he's not going to eat that. And then someone like myself is like, I want to test it. I want to, you know, test and not gas. But some of us are going to be a little bit more intuitive than others with their body.
The perfect example, like I always have known which foods are sensitivities, right? I'll figure it out in the next morning. I'll have some nasal congestion or whatever it is. But I decided to do the IgG test just because I was like, you know what? I've never done one. Let's just see what foods show up. So I got it this week and lo and behold, I read them and I'm like, I already knew these. Like innately, like I knew my body reacted that way. I don't have them in my fridge. I don't eat those products, but it was just really cool as a, like it was a combination of both you and your husband. Like innately, I kind of knew what it was, but I really wanted just to verify it. And it was cool to see that. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. You know what? My innate is pretty good. I figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The test kit that I did recently was the Viome test kit. And you could learn about that. I interviewed Rob Pello from Viome and also Naveen Jain. And you can find that at rachelvarga.ca/Viome, V-I-O-M-E. And there's a little promo code. And by the way, when you use those specific codes, they actually help to support the work that I'm doing and this channel. So grateful for each and every one of you. Okay, what are your top three simple strategies to incorporate today? Listeners, what can we all do? What can I start doing? I'm going to get some laser coaching with you here to make the transition to vibrant health, because this is something we should always be working at and evolving.
Right. And exactly. And I think I always take it and make it very simple, because I know you probably see it with some of your clients where it is soda pop all day long, right? Or it's all day coffee or something like that. Literally start your morning off with a glass of water. And you can start just with room temperature water. But what would be beautiful would be doing some warm water with a little bit of lemon juice, right? That's a wonderful thing. Start out that morning. Don't go. I mean, I can't believe the amount of people that sit there and tell me, well, I just drink, you know, two pots of coffee straight up in the morning. And it's like, no. Let's give your body some good water to flush it out, right? even adding in some Himalayan sea salt, you probably do that as well.
You read my mind. Yes, because that helps to offset like adrenal fatigue. Mm-hmm. Because when our adrenals are on overdrive, they're sucking out our salt stores. So
yeah. And good. And that's where, don't go and grab the iodized salt over at the grocery store. Make sure you're doing like some Himalayan sea salt, just great trace minerals in there too. So that would be my first one, right? Second one, I want gratitude. Simple, super simple, especially right now with this year. I mean, it's been my hashtag, like nothing has been on my 2020 vision board, and I'll call it out. Like I got braces 2 days ago, not my 2020 vision board. Right. However, it's one of those things to be grateful that, hey, I have the time to do that right now. I'm in a mask at my office all day. People don't even know that I have them on, other than the fact where they're like, I'm sorry, what did you say? I can't really understand you right now. So that's coming up. But there's so much. However, it's been such a blessing. I was that girl that was on an airplane every single weekend. That has not happened this year. But it's been the, like being able to launch my own podcast that we had you on, right? We had you on the women's, the health, the Women's Health Summit, which is now the Vibrant Women's Summit. So it's been able to help impact even more lives, but just, we know that your brain really focuses on whatever you're thinking. Like if you're watching the news right before bed, stop that and just think of three things that you're grateful for before you go to bed. And first thing in the morning, it's going to set your tune for the day. I always say, we always know somebody that they walk into the room, they light it up. We also know other people that walk into the room, they suck everything out of it. Don't be that. Yeah. Don't be that person. Right. Third one, good quality sleep. Right. So, and then I add in my fourth would be obviously chiropractic care. If you don't have a chiropractor, go find one.
I have two.
Awesome. Even better.
One is like a guru, shaman, wizard, all wrapped up in one. Oh, yeah. And she recommended me to see her colleague for something else. So yeah, I got this sweet team of healers around me.
That's awesome.
And one of the things my husband reminds me of is you can't be dependent on, you know, externally getting that health. Like you really have to take it on for yourself. And when your providers are sharing different exercises and home care for you to do, you got to do it, right? It's, yes. You can't just show up and expect somebody else to look after your fabulous human vessel. Yes. For you. It's your job.
I have a funny story on that one. If you'll allow me to share, I always give my patients brain exercises. And I had somebody years ago look at me, I'm like, well, are you doing these? Because they just weren't holding their alignment well. They're like, I did it once, it didn't work. And I'm like, oh, so you tell your dentist that too? You brush your teeth once, it just didn't work, it's not for you?
I just about spat out my coffee.
He was like, point made, I will start doing those. I'm like, okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah, it's true. And the same thing goes with good skincare and healthy living. It's like, you can't just like do a skincare routine once a month. Mm-hmm. Or live a healthy lifestyle once a month. You got to be consistent. You got to do your skincare morning and night. By the way, if you haven't got my sophisticated skin cheat sheet over at rachelbarga.ca, you'll see this adorable little newsletter pop up. Get on my newsletter. First thing you're going to get is my skin cheat sheets, like the basics for cleansing, moisturizing, sun protection, exfoliation. And I actually talked about this on your Vibrant, yes. your you know, your summit. So yeah. Tell us about your summit.
Oh, the Healthy Vibrant Women's Summit. Rachel, I'm an introvert. I force myself out of my shell all the time. This summit, girl, holy moly, I've been talking topics that I think every single woman wants to know about, but where sometimes we just don't talk about unless we're in the comfort of all of our girlfriends. And sometimes it just depends on our friends. We might not be talking about that. So I've covered it all. And as I was talking to somebody, they're like, did it make you blush? I'm like, oh yeah, I had a lot of topics that made me blush. I mean, we did beautiful things of just keeping, you know, keeping us healthy and vibrant, but it's also all the stuff that we deal with women, whether or not we've had babies. I think a lot of times people think, well, just certain things happen after childbirth, but there's just certain things that happen to us as women that we need to realize it might be common, but we can help deal with them. It doesn't have to be our normal.
And men too, right? I have probably about 25% of my audience are men. Yeah. And, you know, both men and women experience, and everyone in between experience different things as we age. For example, women, our faces change shape 3 times faster than men's. There's actually clinical data on this. I've posted it on my social at Rachel Varga Official. You can see this graph. But between the ages of 50 and 60, what's happening with women? Hormone changes. It's called menopause.
And we've talked so much about perimenopause, menopause. We've talked about it all, like pelvic floor, but for the men that are listening, you've got women in your life that this would be really important for them to listen in to.
Mm-hmm. Or even share this with you, with your partner, which is great. So I love what you also said. We're going to wrap up in just a hot second here about challenging yourself. And I love it when people take themselves out of their comfort zone. I do that all the time. I've grown up a tomboy doing woodworking, mechanics. Heck, my Jeep broke down 2 hours out of cell reception the other day, and I had to fix my radiator hose myself. Yeah. And when you do things that challenge you and then you do it, you're like, holy shoot, that's such like, it's such a confidence booster doing new things, because if you just kind of cruise along, where's the growth in that?
And you miss out on life. Like, that is what I realized. I was so shy that I never spoke until my junior year of high school. And then I went back into my shell for 2 more years and came out of my shell my junior year of college. And when I went away to grad school, I was like, okay, I can go back into my shell for the next 2 years of my life where I can actually engage in life and, you know, make the most out of it. So it is, for all you introverts out there, I get you. It's really challenging. It's scary to even get out here and share this, but you really just embrace life and you get so much more out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll never forget the first time I spoke in front of a room of 30 people. I literally hyperventilated. actually the time after that, I was giving a university presentation on sexual health. I had done probably 75% of the presentation and like I knew everything and I just froze. So it happens to us all, but you just got to push through it. Put yourself in uncomfortable situations to grow. It's going to build resiliency and also confidence. Mm-hmm. Where can people find you, Dr. Lisa Olszewski?
Yep. DrLisaO.com. We have a brand new website up there, and that's my little 10 hacks to vibrant health is over there that they can grab those. It's a great little download.
I love it. And be sure to check out her summit, Healthy, Vibrant Women, which you so graciously had me on as well. So I'm so incredibly grateful for you, Lisa, for taking the time to be with us today, sharing your story, giving us some like quick hits of how we can optimize our health and how to like really, what I enjoyed about this interview was that you mentioned how when you looked more attractive to the opposite sex, you were unhealthy. And so just thank you for your transparency around that and encouraging others to just like really go by how you feel, because when you feel really good, you're going to look better.
Yeah. You have to embrace you.
It's going to shine from the inside out. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure hanging out with Lisa. And also be sure to subscribe and leave a review on the Rachel Varga podcast. I'd love to hear what you like learning about and also what you would like to learn more about, because it just helps give me ideas as to how I can better serve you and really make sure that when we're showing up together, it's a really good use of your time. Thank you again, Lisa, and I look forward to collaborating again very soon.